Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Sunday marked the beginning of another week the Lord has made, so let's be glad and rejoice in it. I was glad to see many of you, though I did miss some others, of which I know some informed me that they were not feeling well. I'd like to commend the young adults who attended and participated in the Union County Young Adults Missionary Program Saturday at Greater Grace Community Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Evans touched on many of the things I have been saying, and I hope to see greater participation in Sunday school and BTU in the future. I would like to take this time to inform those who may not know that Sister Olinda Simpson and Brother Robert Haley had an uncle, Clifton Haley, to pass last week. Funeral services are scheduled for 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Piney Grove East Missionary Baptist Church, and visitation will begin at 12 noon. As most of you know, this is Holy Week, and we will begin our services Wednesday and continue through Friday, with services beginning each evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We will begin at Walker's Grove, and I will bring the message. Thursday, we will be here, and Reverend Sanders will bring the message, along with Holy Communion. We will close at Belmount, and Reverend Poe will bring the message. Early Sunday morning, sunrise service will be at 6:45 a.m., followed by breakfast. Sunday school will be at 9 o'clock a.m., and morning worship will begin at 10 a.m. Following morning worship, we will have our Easter program. If your child still doesn't have a speech, it is not too late to get them something to say at the program. Getting up and speaking before the congregation helps to build confidence and self-esteem in our children. Be sure to let them practice them before your family and friends so they won't be nervous and ready by Easter. Our men's fellowship breakfast will be Saturday, April 7th, here at the church. After the breakfast, we will take care of a few items around the church that need to be addressed. The Union County Countywide Crusade for Christ will be held for the first time here at Flag Branch beginning Sunday, April the 8th through Thursday, April 12th. Reverend R.J. Evans, Sr., pastor of Greater Grace Community Missionary Baptist Church in Marshfield, will be the Sunday night speaker. And Reverend Brian Irvin, a son of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe, and pastor of Northside Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, will be the speaker for the week. It is an honor and privilege to be able to host this crusade. So let's get ready to receive and be gracious hosts of this long-running event in our county. Finally, I will be the guest speaker at Reverend J.N. Cowell's 40th pastoral anniversary, Sunday, April 15th. This will provide us with another opportunity to help bless and encourage another local pastor and congregation. So mark your calendars and help us to be a blessing to the Mount Moriah Church family. Now, a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Our Fragile Frame. When flowers are in full bloom, they are one of the most beautiful sights to behold. But their beauty lasts only a few hours or days before the environment begins to chip away at their glory, until nothing is left and the place is no longer remembered. We likewise are glorious beings who are wonderfully made and something beautiful to behold. But just like the flower, the winds of life through suffering and trouble, sickness, calamity, age, and time chips away at our glory until we are left with only a faint shell of what we were at our peak. And even that is soon fades away. And like that flower, our place is no more remembered. Our frames are fragile by design because our Creator made it so. We are not built to live apart from the one who made us. We are fragile particles of design dust who the Creator made to dwell with Him. We only need to acknowledge our dependence on Him and be willing to live as He commands, and our place will not be forgotten, but moved to the everlasting place it was meant to be. Well, that's all for now. I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord's will. So until then, blessings and peace.